WildTalkRadio.com.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
We had train sounds, bunny hops, and gasoline.
And dead zombies.
And so much more. This is a Raw Post Show presented always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm sorry, and that's Lindsay Ward.
So coming off of Fast Lane. We've hit the Fast Lane, I guess, to WrestleMania. I don't know how to tell that story. But anyway, yeah, we are officially, I think, 3 weeks away, and they are announcing and setting up the card for Night 1 and Night 2. They're actually telling us what's going to be on Night 1 and Night 2, which is really, really helpful. Thank you. So, you know, you can plan accordingly, because you may not want to watch all of Night 1. You may not want to watch all of Night 2. You may want to watch the whole thing, so you can know what you want to watch and when you want to watch. So, appreciate that. Bravo. But yeah, this was an interesting follow-up to Fast Lane, which we're going to talk about on Thursday.
So do you want to open with him? You want to talk about him first?
No, let's get the rest out of the way.
Okay.
And then we'll close with him.
So we might as well address that and how the promo picture looks better than what we've seen on TV. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Monday Night Raw opened with live in-ring action when Bobby Lashley took on Sheamus in a non-title match. You had Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin at ringside. And, you know, they tried to interfere. According to Lashley, made him look weak. Lashley got the win. And then Alexander and Benjamin went after Sheamus. Drew McIntyre made the save. And then McIntyre and Lashley got into it a little bit in the ring, jaw-jacking, mainly from McIntyre. It's like, come on, hit me, hit me, hit me. Let's fight. Thoughts?
I like, especially since they were, like, taking shots at each other all day on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out why they were taking shots at each other all day on Twitter. And then it's like, oh, they're fighting on Raw. That would be why they're insulting each other. So, makes sense. But I thought this was good. I thought it was a nice follow-through to what Sheamus did last night. He and Bobby just kind of beat the shit out of each other, so it was interesting.
MVP was like, save it for Mania, save it for Mania. Don't play into his games, don't play into his games. We were backstage with Lashley, and he was very upset. Mentioned tarnishing the legacy of Lashley, and they embarrassed the Hurt Business by losing the Raw Tag Team titles, and well, they kind of make it up to Lashley. So Adam Pearce goes up to Drew McIntyre, says, hey, they wanted a handicap match and I'm not going to book it. And then Drew's like, wait a minute, I know it's unfair, but what if we do this? What if I beat them, they're banned from ringside of WrestleMania? Okay. So they had their match and Sheamus won. So Alexander and Benjamin have been banned from ringside of WrestleMania. And then Lashley was very pissed off and went, hey, you guys in the locker room, take him out before WrestleMania. Anyone, you'll get the shot. Take out Drew before it. And it's like, you had the Lucha House Party and even Ricochet back there. Poor Ricochet. And, yeah, there you go. That was your world title set up for Raw for WrestleMania. Not bad. I liked it.
I liked, yeah, how they're like, just go beat up Drew McIntyre. And everybody's like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Also, can we talk about Humberto dressed as The Rock, like low-key dressed as him in the back of the group?
Well,
just
yeah.
Standing there with his gold chain and his black turtleneck and his mustache.
I mean...
Good on you, Humberto. Good on you. But yeah, no, I thought this was fine. I think we all knew this was coming in terms of Drew versus Bobby. So this is a perfectly good setup. You have Sheamus and Drew awkwardly working together against Bobby Lashley. Basically, the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably see a reconciliation between Drew and Sheamus at some point. Or Sheamus will screw Drew in the end. We don't know. I mean, I'm sure he will actually screw Drew in the end. But that's how you kiss and make up, you know, because they will.
Speaking of Sheamus, he got into it with Matt Riddle and then basically whacked Riddle with his own scooter.
He should have stolen the scooter. Should have taken it with him.
So Asuka battled Peyton Royce after Peyton Royce's big promo on Raw Talk a couple weeks ago. They had a pretty solid match. The one thing I disliked is Peyton Royce's kicks. They need to be harder. She's very soft kicks. Her kicks need to be harder and stiffer. But I liked the match.
This is her best showing to date. As I said, it was impressive on Raw, and I think she looked really, really good out there. This is since the breakup of the Iconics a year ago, essentially. This has been the first time that they've really done anything significant with her. Because you have Billie Kay over on SmackDown doing her thing, and then Peyton Royce has just kind of fallen to the wayside. So this is good for her. This also brings more competition into the women's division that desperately needs it right now for Raw because, well, unfortunately, Charlotte got COVID.
Yeah.
So that just kind of messes everything up.
Which means we have this. Rhea Ripley comes out, and she said Asuka is one of the greatest women's champions in history and has proven her point, but... Charlotte and Ripley recalled Charlotte Flair challenging Asuka for the championship while Asuka was recovering from having her teeth knocked out. Well, Charlotte's not here because of COVID. So Rhea's like, I need an answer. I challenge you to a match at WrestleMania. Asuka's like, you're not ready for Asuka, but I accept your challenge.
I mean, Rhea Ripley versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. I can think of worse things for Mania. I can think a lot of... You know, worse matches than that. I'm here for it. Honestly, give it to me and give me Rhea Ripley as champion. No offense to Asuka. Absolutely no offense to Asuka. She's been a wonderful champion. She just has had no competition lately. And it's really at this point, it's like if you're not going to really have her compete, then just move the title to someone that she can either chase it or that she can compete against for it.
And if Charlotte Flair gets added to the match, please don't freak out.
I'm sure she will, but
I'm just telling
people.
Rhea
wins.
I hope Rhea wins too. I'm just saying, don't be surprised.
I just want one WrestleMania where she's not in the title pictures. That's so hard.
Yes. So we have Miz TV. It's a WrestleMania edition. Miz and John Morrison are out there, and Miz said they don't get the respect they deserve. They put up the poster. They're not on it. Miz is showed footage of hitting Bad Bunny with guitar. Miz was like, next week we'll feature the world premiere of Hey Hey Hop Hop. A song dedicated to Bad Bunny. We had a little sneak peek, and they're dancing in bunny costumes.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Then Miz got serious. He challenged Bad Bunny to a match at WrestleMania. He said he wouldn't just end his music or career. He'll end his career, period. Miz told Bunny to watch his match against Jeff Hardy for a preview of what's going to happen at WrestleMania. So Miz would beat Jeff Hardy. After the match, Miz was taunting, and Bad Bunny showed up, hit him in the back with a guitar that actually breaks, and accepted the challenge for WrestleMania.
I liked how they used Bad Bunny here. I liked how strong he was in this. It is a singles match. It's not a tag match. Now, Morrison and Damian Priest will both be there in both corners, but Bad Bunny got all that guitar shot, man. He got every single piece of it, and he looked badass doing it. And he basically tells Miz, I accept, bitch. See you at WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
And he did the little sign point.
He did. Everyone, like, everyone's got to get their sign point in.
They're like, oh, that's so cute!
So, AJ Styles and Omos were in the ring, and New Day came out, and they were testing the New Day. New Day was testing AJ if he actually knew anything about Omos, and we asked about his favorite color, his favorite wrestler, and AJ got everything wrong. So, you know, even his favorite ice cream flavor. It's like, you know, whatever. So they did some comedy. Led to a really good match between Kofi and AJ, with Kofi getting the win.
I like this. I thought this was really good. They're slowly but surely integrating Omos into the roster, taking him from being like a bodyguard heavy into more of a personality. I like that every week he grows a little bit more in terms of the character. AJ's a great foil.
Mm-hmm.
and New Day are great foils for him to work off of, because they kind of throw those softballs for him, and it's easy for him. So I like how they're doing this. And the match between Kofi and AJ, like, shut up. I'll take that again.
So Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax took on Mandy and Dana. You had Lana and Naomi at ringside. It was Nia and Shayna won, and much of the match was Reginald doing flips.
I'm not sure I understand why. I mean, part of me, like, really respects Reginald for the fact that he understands that he's got a sugar mama and she's going to take care of him, and all he has to do is flips to make her happy. At least that's how they're telling it in storyline sense. But at the same time, part of it feels really, really wrong. Like, it feels really sexist in a way. And it just does to me. I don't know. Like, I can't get behind this. Like, I get what they're trying to do, but this whole thing just feels a little silly, and you could give everybody a little bit more self-respect in this than what they have right now. Because treating Reginald as a boy toy just doesn't seem right or proper.
So Shane McMahon was in the ring with Elias and Jackson Riker. He said he would have wiped the floor with the peanut brain Braun Strowman had it not been for his bad knee, and said once his knee heals, he'll fight him. And then they sung a song about how Braun is stupid. Braun came in the ring. They had their match. Braun defeated Elias. Afterwards, Shane hit Braun with the crutch and didn't do much damage. And then Shane ran away, so his leg is fine. So Braun challenges Shane to a match at WrestleMania. Shane goes, I accept, Braun, any match you want. I'm going to win. You know why? Because you are stupid.
Is that really the best they have? Like, is this the best you can do between Shane and Braun, is just have Shane insult Braun's intelligence like a third grader?
Yes.
And Braun's actually gonna fall for it? Like, come on, y'all. That's the best you got? Really? You don't even have, like, Shane just, like, completely F over Braun because he just doesn't like him? Like, he doesn't agree with Braun's life choices of liking to hunt and all these other things. Like, you can't base it off of that. You just have to basically have Shane McMahon run around calling Braun stupid. Like, I don't know. I can't get behind this story. I'm sorry.
I know. One update for you about from Monday Night Raw. Sheamus has the scooter.
Oh, good! Good! Sheamus has it! Yay!
He brought it apparently on Raw Talk with him.
Good. He kept it. I'm glad.
Yeah. So now we talk about him. Randy Orton comes to the ring. Orton said it felt like it was just yesterday they watched The Fiend burn. Orton said he would have no more Alexa Bliss or The Fiend after tonight. After tonight, the bullshit comes to an end. Alexa Bliss comes out with her Jack in the Box. This time, she goes all the way through with him. Lights go down, fire appears, The Fiend is in the ring. Orton had a gas can with him and brought it over, pulled it out of the bag and poured it all around The Fiend. Fiend just stood there and watched. Orton went for the matches, drops The Fiend with an RKO. Alexa gets in the ring, Orton stares her down, The Fiend's back up. Orton charges, Mandible Claw, Sister Abigail, Alexa does the point, and there you go.
Okay. I'm assuming this is where I'm just allowed to go.
Yeah. Oh, I should mention, one, he had Kane's pyro, and two, he had Taker's fire pyro at the end, too.
He just got the best of both worlds. He's just getting all the supernatural shit. Like, Mark's like, it's yours. Just take it. Balor got the smoke machines. You know, Balor doesn't need the fire machines anymore because he doesn't do the demons. So, you know, it's like, we give it to you, Bray. You inherit it. All right. So this is a combination of last night and tonight, because I just am going to go ahead and talk about it because I want to go ahead and talk about it. I will probably reiterate it on Thursday for anybody that doesn't hear it. But I don't know how I feel about this yet, partially because you cannot get a good look at him based on the lighting. And the lighting is exceptionally deceptive in terms of the look.
Because he looks badass without the lighting.
Yeah, he looks completely badass without the lighting. Like, the lighting makes it look really, really cheap and fake. Like I told Rocky, looks like a TV knockoff version of Leatherface, which is not necessarily a bad thing because he's a big Leatherface fan. But it doesn't come off well because the part of the problem is they're using a lot of red light. And I don't know if we can throw it up on the technology screen of what he actually looks like.
Working on it.
Okay. But there's a lot of red in the mask, and so it gets lost. Like, last night, one of the things, and throughout the day, that's kind of bothered me every time I've seen a picture of him, is that there's a part of the mask that's, like, bare skin. Like, there's the eye holes, essentially, but one of them is a bit bigger than the other one, and so you see bare skin. And when he has the red lighting on him, you don't see that there's any kind of makeup there. So it just looks like he's got this giant eye patch, and it kind of like takes you out for a second. Like, did they not adhere it right? Did they not blend it right? And then you see the picture, and there's actually red makeup under the mask, so it blends better. Rock's bringing up the freaky picture. Like, that's what it looks like for anybody watching live without the red lighting. So you see the patch basically where the bare skin is, and there's red there, so it blends better. But that's what the mask looks like, so in just regular lighting. So he looks completely badass there. Like, it's just sick and gross and nasty looking. And it's his whole head. And then, of course, because he's just fucking extra enough that he would do this, he has, like, prosthetics on his arms and his hands that look like burned flesh. And on his hands, he has the Hurt Heel gloves that have actually been burned and melted into his skin, in quotations. But part of his fingers are covered in, like, the burned flesh prosthetic, and then, like, the part that he uses for the mandible claw, those fingers are in the gloves. Mm-hmm. And that's just his regular fingers. And it's a really clever way to do it. Like, the whole look, seeing it in the light, looks really, really good, because I think a lot of people didn't know what to think of it in the other lighting, because it looks really, especially around the neck. The neck is really, like, enlarged and engorged, and part of that, I think, is to make room for his beard that is probably under the mask, unless he shaved, which he could have. But we don't know at this point, because we haven't seen his actual face, and I don't know if we're gonna see his actual face.
Maybe not till after WrestleMania.
Maybe not till after WrestleMania, but there's no hint of a second character so far. But the look itself is cool. It's different. I think we all knew it was going to be weird and different and creepy. And I really like how they did that. Like, how much thought went into this. Because you look at it and you can see how much thought went into it on all counts. Mm-hmm. So I respect what he's got going on here, because it's freaky and it's weird and it's different. And it's very unique. Nobody else is doing this. I hope to God that's a wig on top of his head and not his actual hair. Although it could be.
It probably is.
It's probably his actual hair and they just took the dreads out. It's hard to tell because we've only gotten two really quick glimpses of him. But I'm curious to see what they do at WrestleMania. This is my one concern with it. I hope they don't make him just a voiceless character that Alexa manages. Like, the duo is great when there's balance. I don't want him to be this, like, brainless automaton that she controls, where the fiend has no agency of his own. Because that's what always made The Fiend really, really interesting, was that he wasn't just this unstoppable monster. There was a motive, there was something that drove him. And there was a mental process for the revenge that occurred with The Fiend, where it's like he was very calculating, he was very targeting, all those different things. There was just something to it. With this, I think my one concern is that it's not there. And he's just really kind of doing what she wants him to do. Now, granted, we've only seen him twice. But so far, it's like he's just come up through the ring looking scary as shit. Love how they did that, by the way. And he murdered Randy while Alexa rode Randy to victory. Tonight, he just didn't do much without her guidance. I really, really hope they don't take his voice away, just because Bray is one of the best talkers, if not the best talker they have in that company. And I think feel like it would be a crime to take the mic away from him. I mean, I understand the direction, although I don't see the direction, but I can see what they're trying to do by having her manage him. But honestly, I don't like the fact that he would not have a voice if that's what they're doing. It's too early to tell yet, but that would be my one fear, is that they're going to take his voice away from him. Like I said, so far, there doesn't seem to be a second character with this. So it seems like Firefly Funhouse is no more, RIP, but we'll see over the next couple weeks how this works out. Because Alexa seems to have lost her secondary persona, or they've merged. So in some regard, Bray's is gonna merge? I don't know.
All depends when it's Nita, I guess.
We gotta see over the next 3 weeks what it is and how it's gonna go. But so far it's definitely engaging. It's interesting. I said I wanted a whole ass Wyatt, and I got a whole ass Wyatt, even if he's dripping flesh everywhere. He's back. and he's here to kill Randy. I did like that Randy was just like casually chucking gasoline on him, like that just happens, you know, every day kind of thing. And he's like, I'm just gonna light you on fire again because that worked the first time. And he's like, honey, no, that's not gonna work. He's like, Jason, he's just gonna keep coming back till he gets what he wants. Next time he may come back with a chainsaw. You don't know.
You never know. But I think we're done now.
I think we are done.
We'll get more into The Fiend Thursday on the Rack. We'll review Fastlane.
That's right. Tune in. We're going to be doing news, notes, NXT, and Fastlane is The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight edition, SuperHero, SuperLive.com, GrayTheGreatTheBait.com, WrestleTalkRadio, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, we'll be back for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. And you can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock on the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Hashtag Epic Partner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWRD.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live right here, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.